You know, the first few years of KNOM, every single person at the radio station was someone who had been a professional broadcaster. Some people for many years. For me, it was a matter of, 6 years. And so, you know, we pretty much knew what we were doing, and we were very creative in the production room, creating, you know, spots and things. But then in 1974, we began recruiting people through the Jesuit Volunteer Corps. And these were people who had never been in a radio studio before. Maybe some people never listened to the radio. I don't know. But anyway, when I came back as manager in 1975, we're having a hard time with people being creative because they were not encouraged and they really didn't quite know, you know, how to do it. And so I decided I was going to encourage creativity and try to, you know, do some fun stuff at the same time because I really enjoyed creating stuff on the radio. And one idea I had to try to encourage other people to be creative and to do things that were fun was we used to get these every week. We'd get about 5 or 10 of these kicker stories, kind of, you know, amusing stories that involved animals. We got them off the AP wire and then we'd, you know, throw them away. Well, what I started doing is saving all those stories and then producing animals in the news. I do it every Friday afternoon and it would air on Mondays. And it was just an attempt to brighten up Monday morning and to encourage other people to, you know, do fun, creative stuff, you know, kind of in the same vein. And then I wanted to spice up the weekends. And so what I did was I created a promotional announcement every week for animals in the news. And the promotional announcement usually took longer to produce than animals in the news because it was more complicated. And basically what I do most times is I take a shaggy dog story, you know, a story where it goes on and on and on. And finally, at the very end, there's a really dumb punchline. And sometimes I try to throw in maybe three shaggy dog stories and kind of dumb little jokes kind of in the middle, you know, with a lot of sound effects. And we'd go to the Amazon and to the Wild West. And we had the broken down announcer at the imaginary Iditarod race. You know, he would say he was in the race and he'd say, you know, I'm so cold. I'm just so cold. Well, you know why I'm cold? And I'd say, no, I don't know why you're cold. They'd say, you want me to tell you why I'm cold? And I'd say, okay, why are you cold? And he said, because Mulcahy Stadium is filled with mushin fans. You know, really dumb jokes like that. Fans, you know, cold. Anyway, those were a lot of fun to do. They generally speaking, between animals in the news and doing the promotional announcement, it would be about 2 or 3 hours in the studio on a Friday afternoon. But back then, things were quiet, and we could do that. And, you know, it did encourage a lot of other people to produce, you know, clever stuff. And it was a lot of fun for me at the same time.